to pause and take a break, to sit back, relax, and think about it, to ponder on something that provokes meditation. The Hebrew word Selah is used a number of times in the Psalms and in the book of Habakkuk. And while the true meaning is a mystery, biblical scholars have come up with multiple meanings and explanation for the meaning of the word.
I will admit that I have experienced times of anxiety during this time, and each time I experienced that, I was led to and comforted by various scriptures within the book of Psalms.
Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's a show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times.
Selah. Selah means to pause, to reflect, and to think on some things. We're all guilty of being too busy. We're all guilty of putting things before God, and there's times where we just simply have to just sit down, and I feel like this season God is just saying, pause. Just think about how good I've been to you.
And as I studied the book of Psalms, I was going to study two chapters a day. And as I was in the third and fourth chapters of Psalms, I came across the word Selah. Interestingly enough, my husband then mentioned Selah to me. When I came across Selah, I wanted to know more about the word. And as I studied it, I did a little bit more of a deeper dive and noticed that Selah, of course, meant pause.
On a daily basis, God provides for us. He upholds and supports us with His own salvation. In Psalms 3, David was in distress because his enemies had opposed and risen up against him, and one of them was his own son. But with his back up against the wall, he did the one and only thing that he knew that would help. He called out to his God.
So I didn't want to just stop at pause, because I thought, well, okay, pause. But it means more than pause. It means pause and reflect. And I thought more about this time where we are, and as we are in this, I will call it a coronavirus situation, where God is causing us to pause and reflect.
And so oftentimes, as we read the Psalms and the psalmist finishes a particular section, you see the word Selah written in small print. And all it does is just reminds us of the importance truly of just to reflect on the things that the Lord has done.
If that's not good enough, just think about the things that I'm doing for you right now. You have food on your table. You have a roof over your head, clothes on your back. And so sometimes when we get downcast and when we just think about how awful things are, there's two reasons right there to just to be in a perpetual state of praise. Selah, think about what He's done.
We are currently sheltering in place here in Georgia. We are sheltering in our homes, in our places of refuge here, and God is our refuge. So we are sheltering here, and we are pausing from our general situations. We are not working as we normally would. We are pausing from life as we know it in general. We are putting a pause on things that we normally do, and we are reflecting more, and we are having to think about everything that we do.
Faith tells us to speak things that be not as though they are. And so Selah could mean to also just think ahead, think about the things that God is going to do. And we all have a history where God has just been faithful to us.
I am speaking to my husband on a very focused and concentrated basis, and everything that he does, and we think about it now. And so just as the scriptures are telling David, he is having to pause and think about the situation that he's in.
In many cities and states, the population is being told to stay home and hunker down. We are in a place that's unfamiliar to most, and many do not like it. But in the eyes of God, this is the moment in which he was trying to get us to. This is the moment in time where we shall pause and reflect on the goodness of the Lord. This is a time to take a Selah moment, because you can have confidence in the troubled times. Selah.
In the third chapter of Psalms, he's thinking about how his enemies have increased, even his son. He's thinking about, even though his enemies are increased and his troubles are increasing, and he's pausing and he's thinking about that. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. Thy glory, you lift my head. And he's having to Selah, to pause. Selah even means a musical pause, to pause in the music or to pause in the singing. The musical pause in Selah even can mean to pause and allow the musicians to tune their instruments. That to me was incredible. A retuning of instruments. To get your mind in tune is what that said to me. To get yourself in tune with the Lord.
And so oftentimes it's easy to forget what the Lord has done for us. And this is why we're reminded to recall those things, to remember what the Lord has done, because when we can find praise in those things, then we find ourselves in a perpetual state of praise. And so praise is, it moves us into three different dimensions of time. You know, we should be reflecting on the things that God has done. That's the past. The things that God is doing right now, that's the present. And it also sets us up for praising God for things that he will do.
Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Please stay safe and remain at home, and only go out when it is necessary. And may God continue to cover you. Selah. One love, 5 minutes.